Welcome to Hope Is Here. We have had a theme this week where we've been talking about people that have suffered through childhood abuse, whether it was physical, mental, or sexual abuse. And we spoke earlier this week with Rick Huttner, the author of Resilient People, A Journey from Childhood Abuse to Healing and Love. And our next two programs, we're going to be talking with Amy Cabo. And she wrote a book called Love is the Answer, God is the Cure. It's her memoir, and unfortunately, as you and I talked before we went on the air, Amy, I've also been a victim of child abuse, and you have been through the sexual part, mental and emotional part yourself. Can you share a little bit with us about your childhood, please?
Sure. My earliest memory was when I was 7 years old, and there were signs. Is very evident because it hurt dearly. My mother was there, and I told her what was going on. She beat him up. He was gone for 2 days, and then he came back. Oh, he said to me, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. I'm going to go get help. So that was the first time. Then the abuse progressed, and in my adolescence, my mother was physically abusive and emotionally abusive, and this progressed until I was about 15 years old. Where at 15 years old, I went and told my sister, and the state got involved, and it became the case from hell because it was a family of 9 children and 2 parents that were doctors. So at 15, I'm orphaned, and then I go through the Miami Bridge. I go through foster homes, but I get raped in those foster homes, and some of those foster homes weren't in good places. So eventually, I run away from that. I end up in the Miami Bridge. About the time I'm 17, I start working in a movie theater, fall in love with the manager, and then I go through domestic violence. But I do save the second child. I'm pregnant, and I give birth at 18, only to go through 14 years of custody battles. And also when I was a child, I was also raised by an uncle. I went through a lot of things. I went through drug addiction, and I went through depression. I went through a lot of things, but one thing was always constant was that I had God in my life, that I always knew about God. And when I was 7 years old, I had a dream where God said, you can come to me. And that was a recurrent theme in my life. I always came to him. And yes, there was times that I faltered and I doubt me and I shied away, but God is always there. He always forgives you. And at the time that I felt like I was destined to suffer because my suffering will never end. It's one thing after the other. Even when my daughter's 22 years old, she almost gets killed by a guy that she got from Craigslist as a roommate. He was there for 2 weeks, and she was in a 24-day coma. And she was in the hospital for 2 months and 20 days. So I've been through a lot, but God has blessed me in a way. I mean, I've always tried to follow God's laws, his commandments, and try to do the right thing. If I ever hurt anyone, it was myself. And then if I ever believed God didn't love me, he proved it to me. After 8 years of custody battles, when I was 27 years old, I found my husband, and it's a fairy tale love story. And the way that God has blessed me with my family and my friends and my pets, I know for a fact that God loves me. And through that love that I felt through God, I learned how to love myself, to forgive myself, and love others.
Well, it's such a powerful story. As I was, you know, reading some excerpts from your book, and Amy also has a radio program that you can hear all across the United States. She's on the Total Truth Network. It has more than 200 stations. You can catch her on Fridays at 2 p.m., so I know you'd be encouraged by her program. And, you know, we do Hope Is Here because we want to provide people hope. And I started this because of a friend of mine that took his own life, left behind daughters 5 and 7, and nobody saw it coming. Yet in your situation, with all that you've been through and suffered as a child, and then it became a national media story, you know, called the quote by the Miami, Florida media, the case from hell at 15 with the court case with your parents and all. Did you ever contemplate suicide?
Oh, I did. I actually attempted suicide twice, And that was a recurring theme. Whenever I was doing drugs, I was hoping that somehow it would kill me. But something always kept me alive. I always knew that I had to live for my daughter, that I had to keep on fighting. So it wasn't always easy. It was hard. I went through difficult times. But even though I didn't have any family, even though I was alone in the world, fighting to keep my daughter, I wasn't alone. I knew that I didn't have parents, so I felt like God and the Virgin Mary were my parents, and I felt like I had them. And I knew that it took a long time, yes, about 25 years of suffering, but eventually it changed. Oh, 3 nuns told me to read the story of Job. That's when I was forced to do an abortion by an attorney that I was with for 3 years that was involved in the case from hell. And he forced me to do an abortion at 4 months old because he pretty much kicked me and my little daughter out in the street. And he filed a motion to remove the child away from me. And at the moment I was going through custody battles, I saw how I hurt my child. I didn't want to put another child through that. And that's something that has just, it still till this day haunts me. And I know that God can forgive me because God forgives anything. I'm still working on forgiving myself.
Well, you bring up a great topic there, Amy, because, you know, I've told people this. I didn't go into ministry till the age of 38, and I've been doing that now for almost 16 years. And the number one thing that I have seen repeatedly in my 16 years of full-time and bivocational ministry is that people are harder on themselves than God is. And the Bible talks about in Psalms that as far as the east is from the west, when we ask God for forgiveness, he remembers it so no more. But unfortunately, what I found in my own life and a lot of other people's lives that I've been fortunate enough to counsel is that we're the ones that keep hitting the rewind button and keep punishing ourselves for a mistake. Have you found that to be true?
Very true. I'm always very hard on myself, and I always have to do the best. And I've learned, I mean, through talking to people, because thank God we can be there for each other. And I've had wonderful guests, and I've learned a lot. I've learned to have compassion for myself. I learned that it's important. If you can have compassion for others, to also have compassion for myself. And even though I feel like I'm very hard on myself, I have learned to have compassion for myself. But it took me a long time, because for a long time, I did hate myself. I thought I was a terrible person.
Well, and I think that's why, you know, I wanted to have you on here, because I know there's people listening both live on the radio and also on the podcast thinking, you know, God could never forgive me, or God can never use me, or there's no hope to climb out of this hole. And just from, you know, the horrific childhood that you had, and then even just in your early 20s, things there, your book that you, the story you share in your book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, you're just trying to tell people that there is hope, aren't you?
Yes, and I just want to tell you that even throughout everything that I went through, I knew that God was there. And I wanted to make a point that even though I was raped several times, and even though I went through the custody battles and all the things that I went through, I know that God was able to forgive me because of the way that he blessed me. And I was able to forgive myself.
Well, I think
go ahead.
Well, let me ask you this, Amy. In your book, the chapters start with a prayer. Talk to us about why you did that.
Well, prayer is the center of my strength. It's what I use to carry on. It's how I was able to finally take God seriously and invite him into my life and change my life and change my point of view, my way of thinking, my actions. And that's why, you know, I have to tell you that God has really been the center of my life, and I always use prayer because it was when I started praying at least 30 minutes every day and started that prayer in the morning, then I can carry the rest of my day and I can handle the rest of my day. Because for someone like me, every day wasn't easy. There'll be good days, there'll be bad days, there'll be good mornings, there'll be bad afternoons or good afternoons, and it can go back and forth. And basically, prayer was very, very helpful for me, because I know that God does listen to us and he does help us, and it just makes life easier despite the challenges that we go through.
Well, I love your perseverance. I love your faith, your encouragement. If you just tuned in, we're talking with Amy Cabo. She is the author of a book called Love is the Answer, God is the Cure. She also has a radio program that you can catch on the Truth Network, which has over 200 stations. So I want to encourage you to check that out. She also does a program in Miami and Fort Lauderdale every Friday at 2 p.m. on 880 a.m. The Biz. And let me ask you, you know, people listening, people just need hope. And, you know, with your book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, what would be the number one thing if you hear somebody right now just saying, you know, that's great for Amy, but, man, I just don't think God can forgive me or heal me from all that I've been through? What would you say to those people?
Well, I tried everything. I'm the guinea pig of trying everything. And transcranial magnetic stimulation, ketamine infusion, every medication, therapy, support groups, and really nothing really worked for me but turning to God and praying to God. Because believe it or not, God is there for you. He's present for you. Let's say you're feeling bad one moment, you have something heavily in your mind, all of a sudden a song comes on that has to do with it, that helps you, that helps you get through it. A friend tells you something nice, a post that you read. God is constantly helping us. And also, if we try to get close to God, we open our eyes and we appreciate life and we appreciate things that we didn't before. When I was depressed for many years, I don't even remember looking up at the sky. Now I notice the sky and notice how beautiful it is.
Well, I agree. I tell you, when you go through painful things, and I've shared my testimony numerous times throughout the year and a half I've been doing Hope is Here, but you do start to appreciate things like sunsets and, you know, birds and just the colors of rainbows and just the beautiful colors in the spring. In Kentucky, we're fortunate to have this beautiful spring and falls with the leaves changing, flowers blooming in the spring. But one other thing that you shared in your book and talked about on top of your faith was the support of your network of friends. Talk about the importance of community in healing and having hope.
Sure. The beautiful thing is that God was made us for each other. And even though I started out with a not-so-good family and started out with bad circumstances, I met friends along the way that were amazing people. For example, my friend Jennifer, I've been friends with her for over 25 years. And there were friends and there were people along the way that helped me, that were like my family, of some that I still speak to today. And also my support system, most importantly, was my husband, who was there for me throughout the custody battles, who was patient with me through the drug addiction, who never pressured me, who let me just come to my own decisions, even though we had to go to Bulgaria to get away from it and to start over. And we've been through a lot of experiences, but my husband has been an angel in my life, and I can be more blessed with the children that I have.
Amy, unfortunately, we're out of time, but if somebody wants to get a copy of your book, what's the best way to do that?
You can go to Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble online or any online bookstore. It's being sold. Or they can go to my website, godisthecure.com, and there's links also there.
Well, we really appreciate you being with us. I want to encourage you to pick up a copy of Love is the Answer, God is the Cure by Amy Cabo. Check out our website, godisthecure.com. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here.